Title: First Day on the Job and on Notice, When the Statute of Limitations Begins for Employer Background Checks. Content: Employers began to rethink how they obtain authorization and retrieve background and credit checks for new employees after the Ninth Circuit's decision in Gilbert v. California Check Cashing Stores, LLC, 913 F.3d 1169, 1177, Ninth Circle 2019, as we VE previously discussed. However, lower California courts recently decided other issues surrounding background checks, such as the amount of time employees have to file a claim. These recent rulings suggest that the statute of limitations for an employee to file a claim for an alleged violation of federal and/or state background and credit checks laws can begin on the employee's first day of work. Plaintiffs have 2 years to file a background check claim. Background check disclosure and authorization forms are required by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, California's Consumer Credit Reporting Agencies Act, CCRA, and Investigative Consumer Reporting Agencies Act, ICRAA. Each has a 2-year statute of limitations. 15 U.S.C. 1681 p. Earlier of 2 years from date of discovery or 5 years from date of the violation. Cal. Civ. Code 1785.33. 2 years from discovery but not more than 7 years unless a defendant willfully violated the code. Cal. Civ. Code 1786.52, 2 years from date of discovery. For the 2-year limit to apply, employers carry the burden to show that a reasonably diligent plaintiff would have discovered the facts constituting the violation. Drew v. Equifax Information Services, LLC, 690 F.3d 1100, 1110, Ninth Circle 2012. Yet, proving when a plaintiff discovered that their potential employer retrieved a background check on them can be problematic. Courts decide that plaintiffs can be on constructive notice from their first day of work. Recent California cases deemed that plaintiffs discovered facts constituting their background check as early as their first day of work. 1. In Barrales v. Pontoon Solutions Incorporated, 2016 USDAST Lexus 142174 at asterisk 18, CD Cal, October 13, 2016, an employee was on constructive notice that his new employer pulled a background check on him because, in addition to having his fingerprints taken, he signed consent forms stating he was aware a background check would be performed. At the latest, the employee was on notice on his first day of work, so his claims were barred by the statute of limitations. Thus, the employer's motion for summary judgment was granted. Additionally, the court in Ruiz v. Shamrock Foods Company, 2018 USDAST Lexus 148929 at asterisk 16N.6, CD Cal, August 22, 2018, dedicated a lengthy footnote to this issue. Two employees received job offers contingent on receiving satisfactory background checks. Thus, they knew on their first day of work that their employer retrieved background checks on them, because they started work. Although the court decided the case on other grounds, the two employees' claims would have failed because of the 2-year statute of limitations. ID. Finally, a reported case from the Northern District of California held that an employee can be on notice from his or her first day of work. In Rodriguez v. U.S. Healthworks Incorporated, 388 F.Sup.3d 1095, 1104, ND Cal, 2019. An employee was on constructive notice that her employer retrieved a background check on her because her job offer was contingent on a satisfactory result. Thus, the statute of limitations began to run on the employee's first day of work, similarly to Ruiz. Since the employee started work 4 years prior to filing the lawsuit, her claim was barred by the 2-year statute of limitations. The court granted the employer's motion for summary judgment. Takeaways: if an employee's position is contingent on a satisfactory background check, the employee is likely aware of any alleged FCRA, CCRAA, or ICRAA violations starting with his or her first day of work and would have 2 years from that day to file a claim. 1. Contra, Coleman v. Cole's Department Stores Incorporated, 2015 USDST Lexus 135746 at asterisk 11-13, 2015. In Coleman, an employer tried to state the statute of limitations ran from the date an employee signed a background check consent form, which was over 2 years old. However, the employer made this argument in a motion to dismiss, which was denied because it was not clear on the face of the complaint that the employer actually pulled the background check on that date. Asterisk Alyssa Sternberg.